time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Trump administration on Thursday blamed the Russian government for a campaign of cyber attacks stretching back at least 2 years that targeted the U.S. power grid, marking the first time the United States has publicly accused Moscow of hacking into American energy infrastructure. Beginning in March 2016 or possibly earlier, Russian government hackers sought to penetrate multiple U.S. critical infrastructure sectors, including energy, nuclear, commercial facilities, water, aviation, and manufacturing, according to a U.S. security alert published Thursday. Rachel Maddow has more from the New York Times.
In its urgent report in June, the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI notified power plant operators about the attacks, but stopped short of identifying Russia as the culprit. By then, Russian spies had compromised the business networks of several American energy, water, and nuclear plants, mapping out their corporate structures and computer networks. They included that of the Wolf Creek Nuclear Operating Corporation, which runs a nuclear plant near Burlington, Kansas. But in that case, and those of other nuclear operators, Russian hackers hadn't leapt from the company's business networks into nuclear plant controls. Forensic analysis suggested that Russian spies were looking for inroads, although it wasn't clear what their goal was. Well, now apparently they've gotten further in these attacks. According to this report released today by Homeland Security and the FBI, by the spring of 2017, Russian attackers successfully compromised some North American and European energy operators. In the following months, the Russian hackers made their way to machines that have access to critical control systems at power plants. So not just the business side, but the stuff that actually controls the power plants. New computer screenshots released in the report today show that Russian state hackers had the foothold they would have needed to manipulate or shut down U.S. power plants. According to Eric Chin, a security technology director at Symantec, a digital security firm that's reported extensively on this attack, quote, "We now have evidence that they're sitting on the machines, connected to industrial control infrastructure that allow them to effectively turn the power off or effect sabotage. From what we can see, they're there. They have the ability to shut the power off. All that's missing is some political motivation."
Times is also reporting that the special counsel Robert Mueller has subpoenaed the Trump Organization to turn over documents, including some related to Russia. The order is the first known time that the special counsel demanded documents directly related to Trump's businesses, bringing the investigation closer to the president.
We learned that in recent weeks, Mueller had sent a subpoena to the organization for documents, including some related to Russia. This obviously moved the investigation closer to the president and, you know, sort of raises questions about what, you know, why was it that Mueller went with the subpoena? Why didn't he simply ask the organization for the documents? And, you know, where is this headed? Does this show that Mueller is simply still focused on Russia, or is he looking at other matters that the president would consider a red line?
Michael, the documents, is it safe to say they are related to the president's businesses?
Well, it is the president's business. So that is what it is. This is not the campaign. The Trump Organization was not supposed to play a role in the campaign. The campaign was supposed to be the campaign. And the Trump Organization was not part of obstruction that we know of. So those are the two big issues that Mueller's looking at. And he had sent this subpoena to the Trump Organization. So the question is that what is it about? We know in 2017, last year, it came up about Trump Tower Moscow, and that about a deal that was being put together for that the president had signed a term sheet about.
More than a month after the congressional deadline, the Trump administration imposed sanctions on a series of Russian organizations and individuals in retaliation for interference in the 2016 presidential elections and other malicious cyber attacks. It was the most significant action taken against Moscow since Trump took office, actually the only action taken against Moscow since Trump took office. The sanctions came at the same time the Trump administration joined a collective statement with Britain, France, and Germany on Thursday, denouncing Russia for its apparent role in a nerve gas attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter on British soil, calling it a clear violation of international law. But the statement included no joint action in response. At least six people are dead after a new pedestrian bridge collapsed in Miami at Florida International University on Thursday. The 950-ton structure was built using a method known as accelerated bridge construction, in which most of the bridge was built off-site. It had just been moved into place a few days earlier. Multiple media sources are reporting that Trump has decided to remove H.R. McMaster as his national security advisor and is actively discussing potential replacements. Here's CNN's Dana Bash.
Well, CNN is confirming that the president has made the decision to remove H.R. McMaster. What the holdup is two things. One is who he's going to be replaced with. That's obvious. But two, where H.R. McMaster is going to go next, because he is active duty. He's a three-star. The question has been whether he would be put somewhere, deployed somewhere in an effort to get a fourth star, or whether he would go somewhere else, or whether he would retire from the military completely. I got
the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.